reset what the Nuggets did last night, get you set for the Avalanche, but we kick this quarter off talking about the Broncos win totals. What it is now set by Las Vegas. We all gave our thoughts, our predictions. We did it yesterday during the break, wrote down what we thought the number would be, and then today revealed those numbers. Our numbers, Stoke and I, 5.5. That's what we said it. Broncos wins, 5.5. Kevin and Drew, they agreed upon 6.5. Stoke and I are the winners. 5.5 is the number. That's
what
it's
set. But we did it all separately, right? My own, you did your own, they did their own, and then we unveiled it.
We revealed.
Both of us had the same. They both ended up with the same. And
that's what it is, 5.5. Do we agree on the number? Obviously, Stoke and I do. We set it. And I have another question about this before we look around what some of the other numbers are. I know it's easy to say where you're going to take, and I've been saying this, Stoke, you're going to take a step backwards in 24 to take two steps forward in 25. But that's easy to say in March. What does a 4 or 5 win season look like for fans in December?
Not fun.
I'm upset. They're upset. And we're all dog cussing the television on Sundays.
We should have just done it this year. I mean, you can't. Like, that would have been best case scenario, but, you know, they went out there and they won some games, and it was fun. I mean, it was fun. Looking back, though, you know, is it worth it, or would it have been better to have the third pick in the draft? So now you had to move on from Russ. You know, what is the quarterback situation going to look like moving forward? It's a lot more difficult at 12, picking at 12, than it would be early in the draft. So 5.5 wins, what does it look like? It's just not good, Josh. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, but Vegas gets it wrong every now and then, so I'm not going to just say, hey, this is going to be a 4-win team or 5-win team right now. And this is still early. We'll see. Maybe they draft, you know, C.J. Stroud 2.0, Josh Allen 2.0. This guy ends up, you know, playing really well right away. So it doesn't look good. And I think for me, it's kind of like the calm before the storm. It's kind of like, okay, you got to, like you say, I'll give you credit again. It's like you're paying your tax. Mm-hmm. This is what you got to do. Okay, you got to go through some adversity to get to the other side and, you know, reap the benefits of it. That's just where we're at. So it probably won't be good this year. Buckle up. But I just want a couple, and this is what I've been saying about the Rockies. Give me a couple young stars to be excited about. Give me a quarterback. Please give me a quarterback just to be. And if it's a 4-win team, the Colts with Peyton Manning, I don't know how many games they won his rookie year. Not a lot.
I think 3.
Yeah. So, but you still like, okay, this guy has something. All right. And so that's really what I want. I want to feel really good about a quarterback moving forward and hopefully a couple other pieces. And if it's 4 wins, if it's 5 wins, if it's 6 wins, none of it's fun.
Yeah.
You're still losing. But at least have something to look at and say, all right, well, we got this. What do we have this year that we got from last year, Josh, that you feel like great about, that you're optimistic and excited mm-hmm. about?
You know what it is, and I know some.
No, I asked you a question.
Oh, I was already on to the next thing. There's nothing to be excited
okay,
about.
Okay, yes.
There's absolutely nothing to be excited about.
Right. That's
I was
what
already
I,
like, I'm going, I'm yeah, going, I'm
I,
going.
I do that. I'm I do sorry. That. No, it's good. I do that a lot, too. You had your thoughts. You're ready to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But that was my point. Like, so we're going through this offseason. It's depressing right now. We didn't sign anyone. Well, Russ walked. We cut him. 50-something million cap hit this year. 30-something next year. Like, is there a, I don't know. I mean, is there a linebacker we feel like great about? Is there a receiver? I mean, like, nobody really moves the needle, right? Quinn Miners, I feel good about Quinn Miners at guard. Yeah. I mean, he plays guard, you know.
But can you get excited about Marvin Mims?
Not really. Okay. No, I'm not. I'm being serious. I mean, yeah. I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful.
Okay.
What did he do this year for me to be, like, really excited about, you know, as a wide receiver?
Hit that one good game where he had 2 catches for 60 yards and 40 yards and got over 100 against the Commanders.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And then that other time, that one time where he told the fans that Russ doesn't throw him the ball.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that. But no, he's just kidding, though.
Yeah,
he's just kidding.
It's a joke.
He's just joking.
That's kind of all I got.
But there's not. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what makes, like, oh, okay, we won 8 games. Oh, wow, whoopity-dee. That was like we're picking 12th. What are we excited about moving forward, man? And that's what it's going to take for next year.
Yeah.
because this isn't going to be a playoff team. Couldn't they win 7 games? Sure. Are they going to win 9? No, they're not going to win 9. I don't see that.
I don't either. And look, that 5.5. So when I saw that yesterday, I thought, I wonder what the low is on the league. Because again, thinking about 25.
Oh,
maybe,
that's right.
Maybe what the draft could look like. And there is another team in the NFL that Vegas has given 5.5 win totals to. It's the Tennessee Titans. And they've actually loaded up to make a run this year. Vegas just isn't buying it the way that Tennessee's trying to sell it. There's two teams below, both the Titans and the Broncos, that reach the lowest total from the NFL. It's the Panthers and it's the Patriots. And it's only a game. Their win total is 4.5. The Broncos and the Titans are 5.5. Those are the four lowest totals according to Vegas. And that puts the Broncos in a situation to be picking in the top 5.
Wow. Okay. You know, obviously, like we said, this is early here. A lot can change. The line will move.
Of course.
But I don't see it moving like 3 games to like 8.5, right?
Yeah, Bo Nix doesn't change that.
No. So there's nothing that's going to happen here in the next month that's going to all of a sudden change. If you get a rookie quarterback, it's not moving.
Mm-hmm.
At 12, it's not moving. J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, Penix Jr., no. It's going to stay the same. So that's what you're going to be looking at this year.
And then I also looked at the Steelers.
Oh, you got to look at the Steelers.
I wanted to know.
Well, can I guess?
You got to guess, yeah.
Yeah, I got to guess. I mean, the Steelers, look, Mike Tomlin just wakes up and rolls out of bed and wins 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
He's never been a loser in the NFL as a head coach. He's done nothing but had winning seasons. Remarkable. So I don't even know if Russ can bring him down.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know if that can happen. It's going to be close, though.
Mm-hmm.
I got it at, I'll go 8.5.
Okay.
I'll go 8.5.
You're one short.
Dang it.
7.5 is the number for the Steelers. So a losing season.
Right. Wow.
For Mike Tomlin for the first time ever with Russell Wilson on his roster.
Wow.
And no emotion.
I'm shocked.
You said it.
Right. And they have Justin Fields. If Russ is terrible,
at
least you have Justin Fields.
Right.
So it's like you got, I mean, none of them are, they're not, you know, all-world quarterbacks right now, but you got two solid options, I think, for the way that they play football, better than what they've been having.
Yeah.
I would think. Well, I'm a little bit surprised there that it's that low. It's not like it's that low, but it's they've never literally had a losing season under Mike Tomlin. He's been there like 15 years.
Right.
Remarkable.
Yeah. I might roll with the over on the Steelers and the over on the Titans at 5.5.
All right, Will Levis over there in Tennessee. Yeah, I mean, they
have.
The
roster's good. I mean, it's better. They've attacked it.
Yeah, they've made some additions there. It all depends on Levis. They got a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
Vrabel's gone. All right, here's I just threw you. We're gonna try to.
I like this.
We're gonna try to get you those damn colorblind glasses.
Oh, all right. Here we
okay,
go.
Here we go. I'm giving you $100 right now.
Okay.
It's like when I gave Kisner to put on the Jokic triple double.
Yeah, yeah.
And it always loses. Of course. But I'm gonna give you $100 right now.
All right.
You got to place a bet right now. Denver Broncos over under 5.5. What are you doing?
I'll take the under.
Oh wow.
I'll take the under because if Jared Stidham is really the dude, give me the under on 3.5.
Wow.
And if it's Jared Stidham and a young person and that young guy comes in at week 8, week 9, week 10, it's going to get rough and it's going to look ugly at time. I'm rolling under. How about you?
I'm going over.
You are?
Yeah. I saw what Sean Payton did last year. And if he did that last year, shoot, he can get to 6 wins. Mm-hmm. He can get to 6. I don't care with who. He did that with Russ. He got to 8 last year. He can get to 6 with Stidham, Bo Nix, DiNucci,
Kistner,
Zach Wilson.
Oh, God.
Zach Wilson.
There you go again.
He's getting over that. He is. There you go.
What do you think,
Broncos
Country?
Sorry, you're not getting your colorblind glasses.
That's all right. I'll find a way to get another bet out of you.
Okay.
That I earn the money to go get those glasses.
Perfect.
Based off your loss is basically what I'm saying there. Broncos fans, what do you think? Over under 5.5, what would you lay right now Not knowing who the quarterback is, but still the possibility of it being just Jared Stidham when we get to camp come August. All right, let's look back at the Nuggets. We'll catch up to your text as well on the RamosLaw.com text line. But we also have to discuss some trouble that MPJ's brother may have found himself in. There's an investigation underway looking at some bets he may or may not have made. Details on that next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, talk a bit of Nuggets and then some trouble around the NBA for Michael Porter Jr.'s brother. But Nuggets get a big win last night. Stoked, they're 15-2 since the break. We wanted 20-7 coming out of it, saying, hey, you go 20-7, that number one seed is more than likely yours. All they would have to do in the final 10 games to reach 20-7 is go 5-5. I mean, and they're going to do that, right? They're certainly going to go 500 or better over the next 10 games. And something we hinted at yesterday, but obviously got the win, so the number changes by one. You go 7-3 in these final 10, you've set a franchise record for wins. So they're going to get to 57 wins, possibly 58, you know, and flirt with it. But even going 5-5, and that's like worst case scenario for me, that they're a 500 basketball team down the stretch, that gets to 20-7 post All-Star break, which we called for.
Yeah, that would, but we need more now.
Now it's more?
Because OKC has been playing pretty dang good post All-Star break also. Yeah. So if you want the number one seed, now 5-5 down the street, that 20-7 is not good enough. And so, but you put yourself in a great position. You're up a game, right? Game and a half?
It's a game now. Could be a game and a half.
Yeah, you've played two more games than OKC has. So, but you are in the number one seed, and you've needed all of them. I mean, you really have. You played great, and you're going to have to continue to do it. And you got a little tough stretch coming up here, Josh. Wednesday, Friday, Suns-Timberwolves action coming up. So both at home, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. The one thing I don't like, the Suns got beat last night by San Antonio.
Without Victor?
Without Victor.
Wow.
Without Victor. And the Suns had beat them the game before. The game before by like 30. So I think that's a wake-up call, right? I wanted to let them let the sleeping dog lie. Yeah. Let them sleep, right? But they're going to come in here on a mission trying to get a win, obviously. So it's all good. I'm not scared. But at the same time, just to add that to the mix here, they're gonna you know, they'll be on a mission here Wednesday. But you got a couple good games coming up at Ball Arena this week.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Between the Nuggets and the Rangers will be here. Nashville will be here. I think that wraps up their homestand. So, damn, you're looking at Tuesday through Saturday. Yeah, it's the Canadians tonight, but at least it's hockey. Wednesday through Saturday, some powerful big-time matchups on both the NBA and the NHL side.
Yeah, absolutely love it. So tough stretch coming up here a little bit for the Nuggets, and you know, but they put themselves in a great position to go from third and to all the way to first and have a chance at the number one seed in the West.
And we'll see how Malone kind of approaches rest down the stretch, with him giving Nikola a night off Saturday. Aaron Gordon got the night off last night, and Jamal is getting nights off, but he's also recovering and trying to get healthy from an ankle, a shin, a knee, all the stuff that he's dealing with as of today. So tomorrow it's Phoenix. We'll preview that a lot more when we get to tomorrow's show.
He'll be playing tomorrow.
Jamal?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
This is what he does, you know. So we'll see, though. If it's close, don't play him, but I'm expecting him to play.
Malone did say that in his postgame last night. Like, hey, I have to, and I as in we, the team, like, we have to protect him from himself as well, because he obviously wants to go, but we need to, you know, look at big picture and not the Memphis Grizzlies on a Monday night.
Exactly.
All right. Let's talk about Jontay Porter. That's Michael Porter Jr.'s brother. He is, you know, back and forth, kind of a two-way player, G League time, getting some time this year because the Raptors aren't very good and they're planning for 25 in the future. But he's getting some run at the NBA level. For now, that's probably coming to an end, because a ESPN report, Adrian Wojnarowski had it last night, says that the NBA is investigating Jontay Porter for prop bets that he made, or allegedly made, on himself. The issue here are prop bets involving Porter from games on January 26th and March 20th of this year. Here's what ESPN said, Stoke. In a game on January 26th against the Clippers, there were increased betting interests on the under for Porter props, which for the night were set at around 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, an assist and a half, also an over-under for made threes, which was just a half. That evening, Jonte Porter played just 4 minutes before leaving the game because of what the Raptors said was an aggregation of an eye injury.
Aggregation?
Aggravation.
Oh, okay. Right.
Aggregation is like farming, isn't it?
Sure. I don't know.
Agriculture.
Agriculture.
Yeah,
you want to read the damn story?
Might have to. Holy cow. He aggregated.
Aggravated.
Oh.
The eye injury.
The eye, okay.
Yeah. He didn't score, so under on 5.5.
Right.
He had just 3 rebounds, under on 4.5. He had just one assist, under on 1.5.
Check. Got to make it close.
And he didn't even attempt a three.
Nah, why would you want to
risk
it?
Right?
You might bank the damn thing in there.
So that, he hit the unders.
Right.
Check, 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 check.
Right.
The next day, as part of a daily report to users on betting results, DraftKings Sportsbook stated that the unders on Jonte Porter's threes was the biggest winner for bets on any NBA prop the evening before.
Okay. I like props.
So there's a little bit of a red flag right here, right?
Yeah. I like props. Okay.
I
know
too.
You got some more to get
yeah,
to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just on this
go
real
ahead.
Quick, just so we can help some people that don't know about props. And, you know, you're talking about individual, what they do, you know, points, over-unders, and it's fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, like, I like doing that. I love doing
me
the
too.
Props. I like doing that better than I do the games.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't like betting the games. Like, -5.5, -, that's too hard. These things, I want to look at a player and say, okay, whoever, Jokic, over 12.5 rebounds for the game. Okay. You can even do it during halftime if you want.
Yeah, you can
halftime it. You can do it live during the game. They fluctuate. You know, it moves. So I've never even seen this guy. Like when you're doing prop bets, people, you bet people you know.
Right.
Right? You bet guys that you know, and this guy is a fringe player. You're not going to have a lot of action mm-hmm. on him. Okay? There's not and certainly it's not going to be the most bet prop for DraftKings?
No.
Okay, I mean, like, we're talking about Jonte Porter.
A two-way player.
A two-way, like, you don't know. I mean, no one knows a lot about this guy, so that's a huge red flag right there. Certainly, that one game, huge red flag. He had the most money wager on his prop,
mm-hmm.
him.
Yeah.
Like, not Jokic, not Luka, not, you know, Durant, Booker. Jonte Porter. Okay, so that's a big red flag. Go ahead, sorry.
So there's another game of question here. In fact, it comes just a couple of months later in March. But real quick to follow up that game where he hit all the unders, he had to leave because the eye injury flared up again. The very next game he played in 19 minutes, scored 12 points, grabbed 7 rebounds, and dished out 3 assists.
Oh, so yeah. So
Over.
Oh, hey. Smart, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
So now we'll go.
He only played a few minutes in that other game.
Right.
He had
the eye injury.
Yeah, aggregated.
He was banged up.
Yeah.
Now we go to March 20th, and we'll tell you what props are under question for Jonte Porter coming up next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
Talking about the NBA investigating Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, Jonte Porter, who is a two-way player with the Toronto Raptors just a couple weeks ago. Remember, they shared the same floor together. I always think that's a cool story. Like, you're playing a professional sport against somebody in your family. Obviously, some great success there between the Porter brothers being NBA players. But Jonte is being investigated because prop bets that the NBA is looking at in games this season from January 26th, and that's the game we just went over, and now on to March 20th, another game that is being looked at by the NBA. On March 20th, Stoke, it was a game against the Sacramento Kings. In this game, Jonte Porter played just 3 minutes before he had to exit because of what the Raptors called an illness. Did not return to the game.
Convenient.
He didn't score after attempting just one shot, had 2 rebounds. Sportsbook had his over and unders set at around 7.5 points and 5.5 rebounds for this game. Obviously, under. Check both of those boxes. The next day, DraftKings Sportsbook reported in a media release, once again, that Porter's prop bets were the number one money makers from the night before in the NBA. So here's two games where Jonte didn't play a lot. Re-aggravated eye injury and a illness that kept him from really getting into double-digit minutes. And then his prop bets, and I love what you said, this is Jonte Porter, it's not Luka Doncic. His prop bets were the biggest plays in the NBA. Little smoke, is it fire here?
No, that can't be a coincidence. Right, the two times that it is, it hits both times and he leaves the game both times. It doesn't look good for him. Doesn't look good at all. I mean, again, this is a guy no one's really ever heard of. And for that type of action to be coming on him in a game on his prop bets is just crazy, right, to begin with. Mm-hmm. And then both of those instances, he removes himself from the game, one for re-aggravating an eye injury. I'd like to go watch that and see what it looks like. And the other one because of an illness, right, which you can't, like, you don't know if he's sick or not. Like, oh, my tummy, you know, tummy ache. Like, yeah. I got to go. Bye. You know, 3 minutes. Unders, check, check. I mean, it's there's too much smoke for not to be a big fire, and it's not looking good for that guy at all. You know, Otani stuff with his interpreter, and we had him up here on the screen. They were just replaying it from yesterday or whatever, and the whole time I'm looking at his new interpreter. I'm not even watching him. I'm just looking at this guy. I'm like, that sucks to be this guy right now. It's just like all this stuff now. We've had NFL players get busted, but it was only a matter of time for people to start betting on themselves or having their buddy bet on them. Hey, under tonight, buddy, I'm feeling a little tummy ache. Come on. Mm-hmm. My eye is twitching a little bit more than normal. Okay. Hit those unders. All right, buddy. And then it's not even close. I mean, he's not even there. And then on the days that you don't bet it, guess what? I'm gonna score my points and he hits the overs in those games. So, just doesn't look good for him. It doesn't look good for the NBA. It's not you're partnering up. You're going to bed with these gambling sites and all of this stuff, and it's a big part of your game is the integrity of the game.
Sure.
How do you trust it? How do you not trust it? And years ago the NFL, Goodell, never, not doing this. Now, next thing you know, you got a team in Vegas. You got a Super Bowl in Vegas. You're partnering up with all these gambling sites, and it's a big part of your game. It's a big part of growing your revenue. Mm-hmm. But, man, this is not a good look for the NBA. It's not a good look for sport.
One more thing from this article, and you kind of just hinted at it, but, hey, my buddy, make this bet. You know, hint, hint, wink, wink. It was a secondary sports book that reported these multiple betting accounts attempted to bet large amounts, upward of $10,000 or $20,000, on Porter unders in the January game against the Clippers. Betting limits on NBA player props vary by sportsbook and customers, but they're typically around $1,000 or $2,000. So when someone's betting $10,000 and $20,000, that's when the sportsbooks start to, their flags and antenna start to go up of like, hey, what the hell is going on here with Jonte Porter, $20,000 under on the three-pointers made on January 26th?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Right.
And most of the time when you're doing, you know, I think most gamblers, when you're doing these prop bets, it's like, all right, you know, it's $20, $50, maybe $100 or $200.
Maybe,
you know,
$3.
Yeah, $5.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's trying to bet $10,000 on Jonte Porter. Like, who's doing that? Not even the heavy hitters. Yeah. Like, that's not a guy that they're honing in on, that they have a lot of data on. And so, of course, that's a huge red flag. Hey, this guy's trying to bet $20,000 on Jonte Porter's under rebounds. Well, no duh.
Right.
It's going to draw red flags, and people are going to start looking into it. And then, oh, by the way, you know what? During that game, when all that money was coming in, he re-aggravated his eye injury and didn't play the whole game. Oh, it happened again a month or two later, and he had, you know, he got sick, and he only played 3 minutes or whatever. And so all the unders hit on that too. Just it's not a good look at all. And there's too much pointing towards something was happening there.
Yeah.
And you can't ignore it. This is the Pete Rose of.
He's gonna get a lifetime ban.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's, I mean,
if found guilty, obviously we don't know the full story, but it's looking like he's on his way to a lifetime ban of being an NBA player.
Yeah, I mean, you're betting on yourself, or you're having someone else bet on you, and you know what's going on. If that's what it turns out to be, yeah, I mean, he's done.
And it's, I mean, is that enough as, of an example? Like, hey, a lifetime ban from a league to a G League guy. That's basically what Jonte is. Is that enough to for players to go, oh, damn, I can't, you know, I'm not saying they are, but here's an example of an alleged player doing exactly what everyone was terrified of coming true. Is a lifetime ban enough of a punishment for players to go, oh, man, I can't do what Jonte did?
Well, what else can you do?
You can't arrest them, can you?
Break the law? I don't know. Is that against the law? I don't know. I think a lot of players realize the consequences here. But you always have a few that are like, all right, got a chance to make a few extra bucks. And now you're talking about a guy that doesn't have the $20 million contracts.
$415,000 is what he made this year.
And it goes back and forth, right? G League, regular. Mm-hmm. So he's not making, you know, I guess when he probably goes back to the G League, maybe not as much. I don't know how that works in the NBA. So like he's looking at it, maybe, if this is true, that, hey, oh, you know, I might be able to come up on a quick $20,000.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good lick.
Yeah,
if you're making $400,000, or you know, it might only be $200,000 if you're going back to the G League and now your salary gets cut in a quarter of it. I get it. Look, I mean, it's like, dude, you're making a lot of money. Why would you risk it? That's not what you're thinking about. You're like, how? I'm not going to get caught.
Yeah,
this is easy. And then you do it once. And guess what? You're fine. Oh, it's easy. I'll wait a month and a half. Everything will be fine, and then we'll do it again. You know, it's like easy little moneymaker. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could see how you could get caught up in that.
But I would say, and I get what you're saying, but on the other side of this, I think if you're a, you know, I look at, all right, you're going to earn $415,000, and you're going to risk all of that for $10,000? That's just dumb. And $415,000 for the everyday person is a hell of a living. And then you're going to throw all that away for a prop bet where you might cash in $10,000 sounds nice. But it's nothing better than being an NBA player and having a salary of $415,000 on a two-way deal.
No doubt about it.
Like, this is a common sense thing.
Do you see the dum-dums we live amongst? The stuff that goes on every single day, the risks that people take, the things that they do for $500, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, you're risking your life in jail. For $2,000, for $1,000?
You're right.
Is that worth it? No, it's not worth it. But people still do it, right? Yeah. You know, it's like, all right, well, hey, I'm making this amount of money here. I can guarantee myself, I'm going to go buy myself a nice new watch with that money I'm going to get right here. I mean, that's the way people look at things. And it's like, yeah, we can look at it and say, dude, what are you doing? Like, you got a chance to maybe have a 5-year, 10-year career. Who knows what it looks like? You're throwing that away for 20, 40, 50, 60 grand? That's not worth it.
No.
It's not worth it, but you don't think you're going to get caught. You get away with it once. It's like, oh, this is easy. Oh, my buddies do it. They'll never trace it back to me. How are they going to know?
Yeah.
Well, hey, they got reports. This stuff is documented, and they look at all that stuff, especially the ones that are the outliers. And that's a huge outlier. It's not even close.
What do you think of it, sports fans? I like a question from Juan in Fort Collins on the RamosLaw.com text line that we're going to answer on the other side about gambling and sports and what this could lead to. I also want to get everybody set for the Avs game tonight against the Canadiens. And Stoke, you got to hear from the latest Rocky. This dude is just oozing excitement to be a part of the Colorado Rockies. You'll hear that next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver's sports station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, final segment. We're going to wrap it up, put a big bow on it for Zach and Phil. They're the drive, and they'll get you home today from 2 to 6. For those of you late starters, we got Denver Sports tonight, 6 to 7. Get the latest on everything you missed and what's happening over at denversports.com. One thing that's happening at denversports.com is our second chance bracket, thanks to the crew over at Sport Clips. They're giving you a shot at a second chance that includes $1,000 if you missed out on the 5K. Plus, you also will get a pair of tickets to every concert and the PRCA rodeo event at the Daddy of Them All in Cheyenne. Again, denversports.com/hoops. You got to go before the first game tips off on Thursday, March 28th. But if you missed out on the 5K, our Sport Clips second chance bracket, you could see yourself with $1,000 and a whole bunch of tickets to go enjoy some fun up in Cheyenne. Go get it done and get you some cash. All right, a couple of things I want to do here before we preview the Avs. One, reacting to a couple of things on the RamosLaw.com text line. Juan up in Fort Collins asks, is gambling ruining sports? Will it be a huge downfall in the sports world?
I mean, that's a good question.
Yeah.
This is the stuff they're trying to avoid, obviously. They want the money. They want the revenue. What happens when people gamble on a sport? And we, you know, it's legal here in Colorado, and you can have the apps on your phone, and you watch it more. People are more involved in what's going on. And so there's more eyeballs on your sports. There's more attention to it. And so it's, so they're taking the money and they're taking the attention, but this is the downside. This is why the NFL always said never, 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 never. And then the money got too much. You're trying to grow your sport, grow the revenue. And now next thing you know, you're in bed with all these gambling companies. So It's just, I mean, I don't know if it's a downfall of sports. I don't think so. But you're going to continue to see this stuff where guys just look at it like, especially early on, they won't know. How will they know?
Right.
I'm not betting it. My buddy's betting it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the tricky part here where you're not betting on the point spread, the line. Like, we're not taking the Broncos minus, 7.5 here or plus, no. I'm just taking my individual self. That's low key. Just under my points or rebounds. That's all right. I got a tummy ache. I only played 3 minutes. Or my eye got, I got poked in the eye, right? I mean, we'll do that a few times. And so, but I think, again, like a big attention getter here this past year for NFL players. Hey, they'll find you.
Mm-hmm.
They found you, right? You do it from the facility,
mm-hmm.
right? Even if it's on a different sport, no. So this one will obviously be big news here in the NBA world and the rest of the sports world.
Another good text, this from the 490. If you lifetime, this is what they write, if you lifetime ban that chump, the next time it happens and it's Zion, you better be ready for a lifetime ban for him as well. I don't think the league would mess around. Now, I guess that's all being said now as Shohei's kind of doing his thing, and baseball needs Shohei more than Shohei needs baseball. But I don't think the league would. Do you think there'd be a double standard for guys if you're a star player? Like, if you're caught betting on the games, you're out. It doesn't matter who you are or what your contract says.
Yeah, no, that's night-night. Game over. Mm-hmm. So there is no gray area there. Doesn't matter who you are. If they got you, you're done. The Ohtani thing, obviously, it was his interpreter that was doing all the stuff. I don't know if he got it from, unless you can prove that.
Right.
Other than that, looks like he is in the clear there. We'll see. But a situation like this, or if someone gets caught, you're done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are.
I probably won't do it, but I'd be really interested in monitoring the family of the interpreter that's going to, like, if he's charged with stealing $4.5 million, that guy's going to jail for a long time. I'd really be interested to see the lifestyle of his family, like, over the next 10, 20 years. To see,
that's weird.
See, like, if maybe they're still taking some cash or benefits of guy falling on the sword.
Gotcha. Okay, see, I didn't know where you're going. Okay. Like, this is kind of creepy and weird, dude. Like, even more so than normal for you, Josh. I got you, though.
Fall Guy's family's doing pretty good.
Wow, look at those cars they're driving in. All kids going to private school. Oh, okay. Right. Must be doing all good over there. Oh, yeah.
No, pension for interpreters must have been good.
Right, yeah. Benefits, man.
Yeah. So, that'd be interesting to follow and see how that works for that family. All right, one more thing before we touch on the Avs. The Rockies.
Assuming he has a family, just like we assume that Sidney Crosby had a family. Yeah, it's like, no, he's not married and doesn't have kids. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're arguing over how tough it would be for him to move. Yeah. Pack up the family
if
and get out.
If we traded for him, yeah.
Turns out he just packs a suitcase.
Right, but very easy.
Yeah. He's already ready to go. All right, let's touch on some Rockies. We don't do that a ton.
No.
They are going to start baseball this week. Then next is opening day at Colorado, and we'll be out, and we'll be having some fun. But they added a new player. They added Jake Cave from the Philadelphia Phillies.
I have never heard of Jake. Have you?
I have not. Jake Cave.
Isner, have you heard of Jake Cave before yesterday?
I didn't even know he had a baseball team in this town.
Oh, no. Oh,
nice, Kev.
Dude, this is news to me. Wow.
Nice, that's, Kevin.
That's so bad. It's so good. We love it.
Well, Jake Cave is an outfielder, or was, for the Philadelphia.
Okay.
Not the Flyers. The Phillies. Flyers play hockey.
Yeah.
He was traded to Colorado. And you leave Philly, a World Series contender, a market that knows they have a baseball team, cares about their baseball team. Probably a tough break for the guy. And insert Jake Cave now with the Rockies at spring training, talking to Patrick Saunders of the Denver Post about being a Rocky.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a surprise, you know, especially when you get down this late in camp. You don't really know what's going to happen, but you never think that, you know, a day left in camp, they're going to, you know, trade you. But it is what it is. You know, first reaction is kind of like, you know, it's weird, you know, going to a new team that you don't know or anything like that. But now that I'm here, I feel comfortable. I'm ready to go. Any team that's willing to give me a jersey to play baseball, I'm ready to go. So it's what it is.
All right. So nice work with the Outcast. Hey, yeah, right. Background there kind of fits perfectly. It is what it is, was dropped a couple of times. Any team willing to give me a jersey,
right.
That's, hey, when I was a kid, I didn't care who it was. I wanted to be a professional athlete. But that didn't scream like, here we go, Rockies fans. Jake Cave is here, and he's going to be a huge contributor for the 2024 season. You know what it had? It had real Chris Bryant vibes to it, is what it had.
Well, I think for me, listening to that, I feel for him. It's a good kick in the you-know-what is what it is. Like a running just drop kick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. Put yourself in his situation, okay? Would you be disappointed? You're playing for the Phillies. I bet they're a top five team, World Series favorite this year, okay? And you have a week left in camp?
Like a day.
A day.
Yeah.
A day left in camp, right? And you're about to start the season. You've gone through spring training. This is where you're going to play. You probably played for the Phillies last year. You have a place. You know the teammates. You're excited about your season, right?
Yeah.
And then you get traded. So I don't care who you get traded to. It's going to be a big disappointment. Like, this stinks. I don't know anybody in the locker room. I got to start all over again. I'm going to a place I don't, you know, town I don't know. And I mean, it's like, and the season's right around the corner. That's not ideal. So, and then, you know, yeah, I get it. And then the team that you're going to stinks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but I think all the other stuff hurts more. Even if you get traded to a good team, it's like, this still stinks. I didn't want to be traded.
Yeah.
I like my guys in Philly. We just, like, we got a good team, and those are my brothers. I know where I'm going to live. All that other stuff is checked. I don't know if he's married or has kids or any of that stuff. I'm not even getting into that. But, like, if you do, that's definitely a bigger negative. Now you got to worry about all that stuff. So I totally understand where he's coming from, and I don't think he was taking a shot at the Rockies at all. I just think it's a huge disappointment. I don't care where you're going. But obviously the Rockies make it hurt a little bit more.
So it's just more of like a shell shock.
Wouldn't
like,
you think?
My whole world just got flipped upside down.
We just traded you, and you're gone. You're going to Houston.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
You know, like tomorrow. No, tomorrow. You got to go. See you.
That would be pretty big.
That would not be fun for you, right?
Yeah, I'd be like, how am I going to move?
Who's going to meal prep for you? You know,
she's not coming with me?
Well, yeah, but she's got to finish up some work stuff here, and so she's not going to be there for a couple weeks.
Okay. Well, I actually do have to remind Kelsey this pretty regularly. Like, hey, you know, I lived 35 years without you and didn't, I was okay.
How did that go?
She doesn't like that.
That surprises me. She didn't like that.
Yeah, right?
I'm shocked. Unbelievable. Try it again tonight and see.
I'll report back and let you know how she reacted.
But that wouldn't be fun.
No, you're right. You're right. And I think it is that just... It's your world flipped upside down, and then when you land back on your feet in Colorado or Arizona, where they're getting ready for the season, it's, this is where I landed?
Right.
Well, they did what last year, and then the year before that, and then the year before that, and then what did they do the year before that? Like, this is a shell shock of it. I think you're absolutely right. But you're still a pro baseball player. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Wow.
Come on.
I mean, I get that. You're making a lot of money playing for, but you were doing that in Philly.
Yeah.
And now you got to do it, you know, which is a better place to live is here, which I think you'll figure out. Like, okay, this isn't that bad. The team stinks. But, man, you were on a winner. And now you're going to a loser.
Yeah. KKFN, KKFN HD. Ron Longmont, Denver.
We were both looking at each other.
Early.
He was early. I looked up.
Our eye contact made me nervous.
You've been looking, you've been eyeing it. I was being patient.
Yeah.
I got the dub yesterday. When you get a dub, you can be patient.
You can.
Let the other guy make the mistake sometimes, right? That's what you got to do. Put the pressure on the other guy to get a win and have to make it, and sometimes they just screw it up. Just a little bit early, a little bit.
But yeah. I had bet on myself. I had to take the risk.
What's that?
I bet on myself to hit.
Right. Yes.
To hit it. So.
I bet on myself to get the under.
Yeah.
You did a great job. Right. You failed. Perfect. You got the under on it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All your prop bets hit.
Yes.
There you go.
My buddies are cashing in right now.
That's right. That's the way to do it. Just like that. You can throw it very easily.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What do you think for tonight? Abs. Hosting the Canadiens, it's going to be on and in net. He got a big deal today, or at least an extension of his deal. Locked up for a couple of years and got a nice $60,000 a year raise. I think that this is the right move with New York and Nashville coming later on in the week. Those will be Georgie's games. And I also told you earlier, I'm rolling Mikko and Val. It's been a whole game since Mikko had a hat trick and Val found the back of the net. They're too good to go consecutive games without the score sheet.
I like it. Bad team tonight,
yep.
Obviously. If you want to take the puck line of -1.5, it's still -160-something.
Oof.
You got to go to -2.5 to get, like, +105. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that just tells you how bad the Canadians are. I like yours. I like where you're at there with Mikko and Val. So it's just go take care of your business tonight. Like you said, Anonin's in net, and hopefully he does a good job there, and they walk away with a win. You've won 9 in a row. Let's keep McKinnon's home point streak alive and keep that thing rolling and keep the hot streak going and find another way to get a W and keep it going, because, you know, they put themselves in good position here with the last, I don't know, 2 weeks left to go in the regular season.
Yeah, and it's a game tonight where you should handle your business and you get to do a little bit of scoreboard watching, because Dallas is on the ice. That kind of stinks. They're on the road, but they're playing San Jose, who's real bad at hockey, so the Stars probably win that. But that's what we get to do here over the next 2 weeks. Scoreboard watch, and OKC is also in action tonight. They're down in New Orleans. So this evening, we are Sharks and Pelicans fans when it comes to our hockey and basketball rooting interests.
Yeah, definitely going for... you know, the Pelicans have a chance. Sharks probably not, but you never know. I think Brandon Ingram's out.
That's
for
right.
The Pelicans. But Zion, McCollum, they got a couple other nice players there. So we'll see what it looks like. But hopefully we get a little treat. Just
yeah.
A little treat. Give us a little treat, New Orleans. Come on.
So
a little voodoo love, a little Cajun love over here in the Mile High City by beating the Thunder.
If the Pelicans can do that, and then we wake up tomorrow morning with the Nuggets holding a game and a half lead over the Thunder, and then you handle your business against Phoenix, you have a 2-game lead with 9 to go. There's still some room to lose that spot, but you're trending in the right direction. It would be, 16-2 post-All-Star break? It would be a big step in the right direction to start to, you know, maybe by that April 8th, 9th, end of the season, you've got something locked up and you can have the conversation of what the roster looks like in the final game of the regular season.
Yeah, it's like technically a game and a half lead, not 2-game lead, because they own the tiebreaker.
Oh, you're right.
So
you're right.
We got to remember that.
You're right.
Just to you know, make sure that we're viewing it the right way, because if you do tie with OKC, they have the tiebreaker. So, you know, it's literally like a 1.5 game.
Okay.
Because if they get to 2 on you and you tie, they edge you out. So hopefully New Orleans can take care of business, give us a little bit more cushion there heading down the stretch, because you got a couple tough games. Suns, Minnesota coming up that are going to be some big games.
Yeah. All right, that's how we're feeling about the Avs tonight. What do you feel, Avalanche fans? 303.
They don't even. I don't. They just come in whenever they want.
Yeah,
it's like unbelievable. Like 2:01. This show's supposed to start at 2:00, but
oh,
like,
it is 2:01.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I got a haircut to get to. It's
that's right.
You know,
an appointment today.
Right, we've been 4 hours and 1 minute of radio. They just kind of like whatever. I mean, that's what you do. Like they treat us like the JV. Like we're the freshman team
that's right.
Here. Like okay.
You know,
excuse us. Oh,
hey guys.
There we go. Hey, you work today? You think maybe on time? Amanda. Richie. Amanda and Richie. Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Just I thought he was throwing Phil under the bus.
Might as well.
Oh, that was quick, Zach.
I mean, goodness gracious.
I think with it being you're almost close to 2 minutes late, you owe us glass tickets to an Avalanche game.
I'm doing that on purpose. I'm doing it on purpose for Stoke. I'm starting to realize what Stoke does.
Hey,
what he wants.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah.
What's up? You know, just trying to get out of work and go get a haircut. Glad y'all came.
I thought you were before guy.
I used to be until we started working at 10 instead of 11, and, you know, she doesn't want to get there earlier. I mean, go figure. Doesn't want to put in a little extra time for Stoke. So now I got to go after. Come on, Miranda. Come on.
It either fits Stoke's schedule or
right.
It doesn't.
Or you gotta make it fit, right?
I like the scruffy look, though, Stoke.
I don't know, Phil, like what's going on.
I need to go get that, too, man.
Yeah. I need a lot of help.
Don't have facial hair like Zach over here.
Yeah, it's true.
You got that baby face.
A little bit.
How long would it take you to grow the hair back out?
You know, not that long.
Really?
Probably about 3 months, truly. What I used to do is cut in the off season, and by the time camp comes rolling around, and the first game of the year is back to its normal self. Fluffy,
okay.
Luscious, smelling good.
Will you ever do it again?
Game.
Will you ever do it again?
You know, it's a lot of work.
Amen.
I guess I can if I really wanted to. I used to pick it out before a game. So that's what people don't know. Blow dry it. Blow dry it. Pick it out.
Josh is the same thing before every show.
Rollers.
Oh, he's ready.
Rollers.
Game time. Yeah, game
that's
time.
Right. Let's go.
What time is it?
I like your hair. It's like grown. You're like grown. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, not that you can't wear that.
Yeah, what are you trying
hair.
To say?
It's a, it, no, no, no.
Guys I mean, with long hair aren't grown up?
No. But in your case, yes.
It's like taking the next step, right? Like, the afro was me playing football.
Yes, I like this.
You know, now it's time for me to grow up. Obviously, that's what Zach's saying. Grow up.
It's like the evolution of Phil. It's like the evolution of Phil.
Yeah, so nice clean cut. You know, looking nice.
Did you ever do a deal for with anything on for
never,
the hair?
You know what? I never got to do a deal because someone like Patrick Mahomes had all the deals for some reason.
Yeah, he had the head
Patrick
and shoulders,
Mahomes.
Right?
Yeah,
he doesn't even have good hair.
It's just kind of curly.
You know, that's
although I will tell you this, I have a nephew, Bryson. He like gets his hair cut and like shows him a picture of Mahomes and says, I want that haircut.
Really?
No joke. No joke.
I kind of respect that.
Yeah,
This
is what I want.
Yeah.
I heard you guys talking about the Ohtani thing briefly, and we're going to talk about it in dedicated fashion as an offshoot conversation to the Michael Porter Jr.'s brother conversation, which I didn't get to hear you guys talk about. But with the Ohtani stuff, are you convinced that he was involved like I am?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. Like, maybe he wasn't making all of those bets or to that amount of money of what, $4.5 million owed to somebody, but how are you ignorant to that? How are you clueless to that? And then the way that the story changed three times before Shohei even took to a podium
Correct.
Or had a press conference?
Correct.
And that's what I was telling Stoke, like, I'm not going to do it, but I would be very interested.
I heard you say this.
To see what that interpreter's family's life looks
book
like
it,
over the next 10, 20 years.
Josh, book it. Book it.
Because they're going to be living large.
This dude is going to get taken care of for the rest of his life. He is clearly falling on the sword. Even if he's got to go away and do a little stint. Like, go away.
Yeah.
He is going to get taken care of for the rest of his life. I have to tie half my brain behind my back to think that Shohei Ohtani was not directly involved. And this, you know, we talked to Mike Kliss about this on Friday. He's like, I just don't see it. And I'm like, why? And he's like, well, he's such a good guy. And I'm like, so? Good guys? I don't gamble?
Right.
Yeah. Like, what does that say about me? I must be a terrible guy. I love sports gambling.
Well, we know
but,
you are.
But the other thing is like, is what Mike said was, he's like, he doesn't need the money. And I'm like, dude.
There's no such thing as enough money.
Never stop Michael Jordan. Never stop Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. Phil Mickelson got down $100 million.
And I was like Kliss at the beginning. I was saying the exact same thing. Like, why? You know, it's not the money thing. You know, I don't think it's all about the money when it comes to gambling. Zach, you would probably know better than me, you know, about the gambling and how people react to it. Some people are addicted to it. I just think it's the thrill of it.
Yeah.
Right? You can go. When I would go to Vegas, go on one of those tables, right? Mm-hmm. It's fun, right? It's fun to sit here and win money, but it sucks when you start to lose it. But it can get addicting when you start to look up, and you know when you're in these casinos, there's no windows. So you're looking up and you're like, oh man, it's already been 4 or 5 hours and you've been gambling.
And by the way,
you can't
find a clock in the casino.
No. You can't.
You can't find a clock.
I didn't even think about that.
You cannot, they legitimately put in the casinos aromatherapy stuff that makes you feel good. It spurs, like, and it's so subtle you don't even realize it's happening. And a lot of these casinos, like, I stayed at the one, I called the game at UNLV, like, eight, nine years ago. Albany against UNLV, and we stayed in the thing that looked like the Eiffel Tower.
You know? Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like the big Paris Eiffel Tower thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They made it hard to find the exit.
Really?
Like, it's its own city in there. They make it so, like, you don't have to leave. Anything you could want is there. And I remember finding it legitimately difficult. Like, how do I get out of this place? But that's with the casinos. With sports gambling, I know I'm going to watch the game.
Yes.
And the difference of me and my attention and my focus on it and my just general interest in it, with when there's $25 on the line, now that's just for me. I keep it in the guardrails. I'm not, like, if it's starting to ruin my mood or something like that, I know I need to take a step back. And that has happened. You learn lessons along the way. But man, when I see multiple wire transfers, this one's for 400 grand, this one's for 500 grand. But the original story is like, or now the story that they went with, like, I got, or maybe it was the original story, I got in such big gambling debt, he needed to bail me out.
Yeah.
Well, why is it multiple transfers then? Right. That doesn't make sense. And it just doesn't add up to me.
And maybe I'm naive about it, but it's if I had the money that Shohei has, I'm still going to know if $100,000 is gone.
Yes.
Definitely going to know if $4.5 million are gone.
Dude, yes. Guess who likes to keep track of their money?
Yeah.
People who have a lot of it.
Right.
You have to keep track of it, yeah, or you're going to lose
it. But this idea, like, yeah, $4 million could be missing. He wouldn't notice because he makes so much money. Dude, you're out of your mind if that's your thought process.
I love Kliss, but I didn't realize he and Shohei were going to dinner and hanging out, and he can now tell us he's a good guy.
Right. Based upon what?
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think it's, this has potential to be the biggest story in sports. Mm-hmm. It's got potential.
Well,
to be the
I asked Stoke, like, baseball needs Shohei more than Shohei needs the major league version of baseball, yeah. Right? Like, so they're in a tough spot of Jontay Porter, lifetime ban. See you later. You're not important enough to us. Yeah.
Do you think that's what's going to happen to Jontay?
Oh, yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's forever going to be banned forever.
I think the NBA, and we'll talk about this here in 45 minutes, but the NBA actually has an intersection of a potential problem and someone that can be a sacrificial lamb that means nothing to the league. Guys, until very recently, I didn't even realize Jontay Porter was in the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, him and Michael, they threw a swap and trade. I'm like, oh, that's right. Because he's got like four or five brothers. And I know one of his brothers, I called his game at DU, Corbin Porter, who in the one game I called, he hit 6 threes. Michael Porter Jr. sitting on the baseline watching it. The kid was a real player.
Mm-hmm.
Killed someone this time last year.
Yeah.
And then 1 year later, it's something else for MPJ. But I agree with you, Josh. I believe the NBA and Adam Silver is going to say, we have an opportunity
to set an example.
Put him up on a cross and crucify him because he doesn't mean anything to our league. And we have a potential problem. And what bigger, better way to show a display of what could happen to you if you do this?
Yeah.
That's where I think we're headed.
And it's a guy that was going to make $415,000. And he might have been able to hang around on a bench. A two-way contract before that time. He could have made multiple million dollars if he just rode this out, and now he's going to be looked at as the Pete Rose of basketball.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, without all the success.
Right.
You know, it's like you were, but
Pete was a Hall of Famer before.
Correct. But he had a chance to make millions of dollars playing basketball, and then maybe he'll end up overseas or something like that. But, I mean, the guy was playing. I mean, it's a wild story. It's a wild story that, kind of out of nowhere. All right, thanks for hanging out, Josh.
Yeah, have a good show, fellas.
All right, appreciate that. All right, I want to talk about last night with the Denver Nuggets here shortly, because we're, even though the game wasn't, it's uninteresting in my opinion. We're a really bad team who didn't have a good competitive spirit, but there are a couple of takeaways we'll get to. But where we'll start here today on a Tuesday, are enough clues adding up that George Payton is living his last days as Broncos general manager? That is coming up next.